This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Here's a quick update from Bursa Malaysia. The FBM KLCI is up 0.9% at 1,393 points, reversing yesterday's 0.2% fall and bucking the overall negative regional trend this morning. Amongst the most actively traded stocks are Key Alliance Group, K1 Technology, HLT Global, BCM Alliance and Care Plus Group. Gainers are led by Netex Holdings, MLab Systems, HLT Global, Technodex Berhad and K1 Tech. Decliners include Eduspec Holdings, Vivocom International, Anzo Holdings, XOX Berhad and SmileLink Healthcare Global. We'll have more in the next news update at the top of the hour. Of course, you are on Enterprise right now. It's me, Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Christine Wong.
We're speaking about our SMEs and we're listening to their voices. Next up, it is Spectrum Outdoor Marketing. And over the past few months, all of us have been mainly stuck indoors, as we've been talking about. On the plus side, though, traffic has been fantastic. Pollution levels have decreased and takeaway and delivery services have peaked in popularity.
However, there's always another side to the story, and people not being outdoors has posed a huge issue for Spectrum Outdoor Marketing, as they provide outdoor advertising, like LED billboards, who no one is looking at right now. So we have Executive Director Henry Lowe to give us a little insight on how an outdoor marketing company has been navigating the previous few months. So, Henry, what was Spectrum's initial response when the MCO was first implemented?
Well, we have been keeping abreast on the news on COVID from other countries. It is devastating. When our government made the announcement on MCO, we were in a way glad because that was the right move to flatten the curve, but also aware it will cause a negative ripple towards business communities.
So Spectrum Outdoor Marketing has been in operation since 1997, so you have most likely seen your fair share of crises. Has your company's longevity and experience helped you to adapt to the MCO in any way?
Yes, we have seen through a few economic downturn, but we cannot relate it to COVID-19 or MCO. It is totally different and has taken a toll on almost every and majority sectors of businesses. During the two economic downturn, during 97, 98 and 2008-2009, our industry wasn't hit that badly. In fact, it kind of helped propel billboard market as compared to print, TV or radio. In this MCO, it is a very different ballgame. We cannot say we know how to handle it, but to persevere and continue doing what we can to stay afloat.
So obviously, during the MCO and now the CMCO, people have been relegated to staying indoors, more so, of course, during the MCO. And your products revolve around outdoor advertising, people being outside. Could you shed some light on how Spectrum has been affected in this area?
MCO is a clear indication for people to stay at home. As for our industry, which is outdoor advertising, we are totally affected as traffic dropped drastically. When there is a low traffic, outdoor advertising is not at its highest effectiveness. Spectrum continues to capitalize on our digital billboard airtime by promoting community service messages, giving thanks to the frontliners.
Right, and many companies were cutting costs during the MCO and even still now in the conditional MCO to mitigate revenue loss, with some of them reducing their marketing budgets specifically. So have any of your clients taken that approach? And if so, how has that affected your revenue?
Cost cutting against revenue is vital during such time. Their actions have and will continue to affect the supply chain. Some of the advertisers has deferred their campaign to a much later date. This has definitely affected our revenue.
Has Spectrum found a way to pivot their business model to fit the CMCO? What is it?
We have devised some extremely cost-effective media packages for advertisers to express their gratitude via our digital billboard, advertising in a different manner, so to speak. After all, it will be a new norm after this. Also, we are allowing much more flexibility in terms of tenure and payment mode.
So a lot of companies have taken a doing tomorrow, sales today angle, like flights offering advanced flight tickets or hotels offering discounts for advanced bookings. Is that something Spectrum have considered?
Yes, we too have embarked on such approach. This is in line with our strategy in deploying more flexibility in our sales kit. It is also to give the advantage to our clientele in easing their cash flow while still enjoying advertising campaigns.
All right, we're going to take a short break now with a music clip, of course, with the Blue Oyster Cult and Stairway to the Stars. Don't go anywhere. You are tuned into Enterprise, and we're listening to the guy, Henry Lowe. He's the executive director from Spectrum Outdoor Marketing. We'll be right back in just a few moments. You listen to Enterprise here on BFM 89.9.
Burden-free Malaysia. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise, where we're giving you the voice or voices of SMEs. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Ibraj
and Christine Wong.
We are talking to Henry Lowe. He's the executive director of Spectrum Outdoor Marketing. Earlier on, we're asking them about their initial response to the MCO and how long they've been in operation.
Yes, but they also, of course, have a team that specializes in maintenance for their various products, like their digital billboards, to ensure that the physical structures and illuminations are always in good working order. But of course, during the MCO, only essential services were allowed to be out and about. And now during the conditional MCO, you know, a movement is still relatively restricted. So, Henry, how did this have an impact on that team?
Part of our team are only able to perform maintenance after a certain period of the MCO. Even that, we have continued our responsibilities in ensuring our digital screens are in good operating manner. So far, we have no complaints on physical structures. As for illumination, we did face some disruption.
Generally speaking, outdoor advertising is economical and cost-effective when compared to main advertising mediums. But as people have been inside, are new clients still drawn enough by the economical advantage to reach out?
Outdoor advertising is definitely cost-effective as compared to other main mediums in terms of cost per thousand. It is the only medium that has not declined in the past 3 years, with the exception of online. There are statistics to suggest that there were new clients embracing outdoor advertising and seeing more ROI from it.
Henry, quick question. What's your post-MCO recovery plan?
We have to continue to promote and advocate the true value of our industry to brand owners. Post-MCO will offer much more bargains in and for the market. We just need to showcase the benefits and advantages that encompasses with it.
And finally, Henry, what are your predictions for the future of the marketing and advertising industry post-MCO as well?
Marketing and advertising are a vital component of any industry, be it MNC, SME, or even GLC. It is how the way marketing and advertising will be deployed will make a difference. As we can see, online advertising has taken most of the ADEX, but not for some industries. Like it or not, traffic will continue to build up as people need to commute to work. And these working crowds are the ones with the ability to generate income, thus with bigger percentage of making a decision during the buy.
There we go. That was Executive Director of Spectrum Outdoor Marketing, Henry Lowe. Of course, now with the CMCO as well, we are starting to see a lot more traffic on the roads. Mm-hmm. I think on the way here, I passed a few of these LED billboards as mm-hmm. well. But before, it was you'd see them all the time lit up with so many kinds of yeah. advertising now.
Yeah.
And right now, the only things that I was seeing on them is it's COVID-19 related mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. make sure you're sanitizing, make sure you're clean. If this happens, make sure you call this number. I don't know.
I mean, personally speaking, I have done a fair share of driving during the MCO period because I had to come to work. Now that the MCO has moved into the conditional period, I can no longer drive to work because all the parking spaces are full, which I'm not feeling any sort of a passive aggression towards whatsoever. But, even when I was driving, I think as a relatively new driver myself, I didn't really pay attention to a lot of the billboards anyway. I think it was very, like you said, you know, if I did notice one, it was usually thank you to the frontliners or this is in line with COVID-19 or wash your hands. It was never really something explicitly advertising. So I think that's an interesting take, and I'm curious to see how advertisers are going to transition back into being able to sell things without feeling insensitive or guilty about it.
So for me, I think it was a bit different because before the MCO, when I used to drive to work, I used to be stuck on the LDP for like a good 45 minutes at least.
You're a perfect target.
On a good day. And I used to pay it, you know, look at all these LEDs because they used to move and it just grabs your attention. But because of the MCO and because we had to come to work and we were still coming in, it sort of felt like time stopped because the old ads didn't change. Like a lot of the billboards were just left alone because advertisers didn't want, there was no point putting anything new up. So these old ads just went on like a rotation. And seeing that was a bit weird because seeing old ads playing without new stuff popping up, it was a strange feeling. It made you realize that stuff isn't moving around you. Right. You know what I mean?
It's not quite normal.
Dystopian sort of world, right? So like those are billboards from eons ago, from the before times.
Yeah, and that's the thing as well. I mean, speaking of dystopian worlds, I know PSAs are a very important thing to do, but you know, you're hearing these PSAs right now, and it's a very stark message about what we need to do and how we have to do it and do all of these things. And yet you hear the music that's behind it and you hear this bouncing music and whatever. And I'm just like, this is like one of the, you know, when you see those dystopian movies and it's giving you all, please stay at home. Don't do this. But everything's going to be okay. It feels so weird. Yes.
We're in WALL-E. We're basically in WALL-E now.
Yeah. It still feels weird. With that in mind, let's take a break because coming up just after 11 o'clock, it is Powering Through the Pandemic. And it's all about contactless F&B. We've got Fong Wai Hong from StoreHub on. It's all about table distancing, body temperature scanning, contact tracing, hyper-sanitizing and dining at restaurants after the movement control order and how that's going to be an experience and a half. News coming up, of course, at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Enterprise here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.